He has had one runner in an Epsom Classic before. That was Casual Look in the 2003 Oaks. And she won, and that was his very first season of training. And this interview will be significantly better than the one I did with you after the Oaks, I promise. Andrew Balding is his name. Two runners in the Derby, and the first time ever you've had anything suitable to run in it.
Yeah, I don't even had an entry at this confirmation at the five-day stage before, so it's very exciting for everyone at home, for the whole team, getting a real buzz around the place at the moment.
And there's certainly an awful lot of talk about Bonfire. So let's discuss him first. Marcus Trigoning, the latest to endorse his chances. And what did you make of him, his win in the Dante, and how has he progressed since then?
I was delighted with him at York. I thought he did everything we could have asked for. And he seems to have come out of it really well. I mean, he's fresh and well, gave a buck going up the gallop yesterday, and which is a good sign. I mean, he's quite a naturally fit horse. I don't think he's going to need a whole heap of work before next Saturday. It's just a question of amusing him and just keeping him ticking over. But it's very exciting.
And he's got a pretty interesting personality. He certainly tests you as a trainer, makes you think a bit.
Yeah, he has. We had a sort of big meeting at the beginning of the year. Harry and Alex from Highclere and John Warren, we sat down and we're trying to map out how best to get to the first Saturday in June. And we sort of vaguely agreed a plan, and that unfortunately had to go out the window because we had a dirty scope when we were first hoping to have a run at the Craven meeting. And I was sort of tearing my hair out because the horse was getting sort of bored, really, and he needed some stimulation. And Carolyn Warren came up with the suggestion of sending him to Dan Jocelyn's for a couple of sessions. He's a very accomplished event rider, lives near us. So we did that just to break up the routine, and I really think that helped. And then obviously we had the aborted mission to Chester, which again for some horses might sort of drag them down, but it seemed to really sort of stimulate him, which is great. And then obviously he did what he did at York, and looking forward to coming back here.
Andrew's eldest son, who is 5 years old, is called Jono, JJ, he's known as, and he's quite an intelligent little boy. And I said to him the other evening that it was very difficult to win the Derby. I was trying to tell him how hard a thing this was to do. And I said, Grumpy won the Derby, which is our dad, JJ's grandfather. I said, Grumpy won the Derby in 1971 with Mill Reef. But, you know, lots of trainers go through their whole lives and they never win the Derby. It's a really hard thing to do. So if Daddy does it with Bonfire or Minimize Risk, this is a huge deal. And what did he say to you the next day?
Sitting across the breakfast table, and he goes, Daddy, do you know, if you really want to win the Derby, I think you should let Grumpy train Bonfire.
The perfect logic of a five-year-old. Minimize Risk is a lovely-looking horse. You brought him here for a canter round today. How did he handle it, and what are your thoughts about him?
He's a gorgeous-looking horse, isn't he? We got him to thank, really, for not running Bonfire at Chester, because he'd handle soft ground when he won his maiden, and I really liked the way he did it at Newbury. But he couldn't handle Chester at all because it was just so saturated. So I just put a line through that. To me, he's a progressive horse. He's got a great sort of hardy nature. And interestingly, he grew up in the same paddock at Highclere as Bonfire and Camelot. So it's quite amazing. I mean, and obviously they had Vow there as well. And then between Highclere and Kingsclere, there's a little place called Warship Down, who obviously have got the second favourite or the favourite for the Oaks. So it's quite, the little valley's got a big weekend coming up.
Good grass around our neck of the woods, I think. You are a bit of a Derby boffin. I mean, you've been obsessed by the Derby, certainly since I can recall, which clearly is all of your life. How much does it mean to you to be going there with a chance, and do you let yourself even begin to think of what it might be like if you were to win it?
No, I wouldn't let myself think that because, it is everything. I think to anyone who trains racehorses, it is the race. I mean, it might not be the richest race in the world, but it's got 230 years of history. And as you say, sort of sad people like myself have looked through the records in the past and you see all the great names there. And obviously you've got to have an aspiration to have your name on the list as well. So it's a big occasion, and we're just really looking forward to it and grateful to have a horse good enough to be running, or two good enough to be running, and hopefully with chances.
He collects some race cards, buys them off eBay and things. How's your Derby race card collection going?
I got most of them. Well, from 1964. So make sure I keep this year's.
Exactly. Do that and best of luck. Thank you very much. Andrew Balding.